Hello and welcome to the Miracle Minded Podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester and I am a coach, transformation agent, facilitator, and guide for women who are prioritizing a deeply connected, rich, and meaningful lives and business and money and all the things, because that fullness is part of our abundance and that fullness is part of us being fully expressed and living in the divine destiny that we are here to live. So today's session is really going to be about money. We are going to talk about well-meaning money behavior. I'm going to share one specifically that can actually limit you if you're not mindful. And after I share it, I want you to listen in to how that feels, like listening to me. And then as you hear that information, how does it feel in your body? How has this felt in the past? What has this brought up for you before? And really just getting to know. Because if you're anything like me or a lot of the women in my world, then you're going to find that this well-meaning behavior can sometimes feel really restrictive. So we're going to talk about that. And I have a clip for you. And this clip is about pleasure, permission, and what that really does for money flow in your life. For really allowing. Because pleasure and permission are really deeply woven with your worthiness. So much of all of these things in our life, from our business and what we're comfortable charging and how much good we're able to have in our lives, the kind of relationships we attract, and I'm talking about all relationships from clients to friendship to lovers, all of these things are a reflection of how we perceive our worth to be. It's not how worthy we are, because we are worthy. You are incredibly worthy. You're worthy just because you are. But it's about that perception we hold. And as we transform that perception through our awareness and through different processes and tools and that awakening, our paradigm shifts. How we know reality to be cracks open, transforms. And that is the work that I love to do with women, especially when it comes to money, because money has been one of my greatest teachers. And when I say it's been one of my greatest teachers, it's been one of my greatest challenges. For many, many, many years, I was feeling completely powerless when it came to money. I lived in survival. I lived in fear. I lived in worry. And I want to let you know that if this is an energy that you have found yourself in often, or maybe you've been there this week, maybe you're there today, that you can change it. You have the power. You are equipped. Your desires are for you. And I'm not just talking about a desire that might pop up because you're in a mood. I'm talking about the desires that have felt like impulses from deep within your soul, a certain kind of life you want to live, adventures you want to have, a way that you want to work, a way that you want to be self-expressed, a way that you see yourself showing up in the woman that you see yourself becoming. It's for you. If you see yourself that you know that you're meant for a prosperous life, it's for you. But the work is actually letting things go, the beliefs that you have, the perceptions you hold, and really making space. And that is what I want to help you do today. My intention is that this clip serves as a reminder for you. Maybe it's something that you feel like you already know deep in your bones. Maybe it's something you've heard me say before. Maybe it's something that is a new concept that just sparks something for you. It plants a seed. You feel that that has landed. All of those are really beautiful. It's really beautiful. And the thing that is really important is to continue to show up and to decide and declare that it's time for you to have a breakthrough around your money. That this is the season. Now is the time. Now is now. It's happening now. And that you are trusting and acknowledging that there's momentum that's been happening. And one of the things that I really love to see, and this happens when I'm working with women, whether they're in a program like Money Miracles, whether they work with me privately, whether we're just hopping on a Voxer, like today was Monday and I had really beautiful and delightful and connected Voxer time with my ladies, my private clients, that is, that I help women remember to not only soften and to love themselves and remember, like, they are special, they are divine, they are perfect, and they are equipped, but also to remember how big of an opportunity is always right here and now, how big the possibilities really are. I really am great at helping women open up to something that has been right here. It's been here all along, but maybe because of that perception, that paradigm, those beliefs, that the walls have felt like they're in the way. It feels like you can't quite see that, or you didn't see it as available now. You didn't see it as possible now. And I really like to poke holes in those paradigms and help you see that things are more here and now than you might imagine. And it can happen better and more magical and with more ease and grace and just like a wow factor than you've even realized. I love that stuff. So before we go any further, I want to tell you some things. So first, I want to let you know that I'm currently sitting on my living room floor and my face is bright red. It looks like I fell asleep on a hot, sunny day and just had zero sunblock on. I went in to get a microneedling treatment today. And let me tell you, I want to share this with you because about 3 years ago, I went in for my first microneedling experience. And when I went in for the skin treatment, I was expecting it to be kind of, I don't want to say painless, but not painful. And the reason why I do it, for those of you that are not familiar, there's this thing called a skin pen. There might be other tools, but there are, I don't know. I think there's like 50 needles or something. It could be 20. It could be 70. But there's a bunch of needles in this pen. And they all do these little micro punctures into your skin. It's like they're drawing over your face with this pen, but it's really tiny, tiny needles that are puncturing your skin. And what it does is it promotes the collagen growth. It promotes this more youthful, radiant, hydrated look of your face. So I've had one before, but what happened before when I had one is it was incredibly painful. I hated it. Like, it was so painful. I was like, I'm not going back to that. And what I have discovered over the years is that I'm pretty sure that it was the numbing cream that hurt my skin. But also I know that numbing cream is very uncomfortable for me. So today, and this is a lesson in just asking for what you need, I asked the woman if she would be open to me doing half the time numbing. Like, instead of 30 minutes numbing, I want to just go in at 15 minutes. And she was open to it. She said, yeah, that's actually what I do for myself. So we went in and she started it. And you know what? That was the perfect amount of numbing time that I need. The procedure was not painful. Like, it wasn't necessarily comfortable the whole time, but there was more pain after, like the tightness, the heat that I felt. But I mean, it was so tolerable, and I have a low pain tolerance, my friends. I am like one of those people that's a nervous Nelly in a medical environment. I'm like, what are we doing? What's going on with that? So it was a great experience. So anyway, if you go onto my Instagram, you could see how red my face is. And the funny thing is, I said yes to this, even though I know on Thursday, I'm flying out to a meditation retreat. So I'm just trusting that all will be fine by then. And if I have a little redness on my face, hey, it's worth it. So there's that. And this was on a whim after I had gone out to California for the weekend. I went out to stay with my friend Annabelle. Chanel and I, we headed out on Thursday and we were supposed to just go Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday to my friend's baby blessing and then head back to Vegas. But I had forgotten my shoes and my friend's like, why don't you just come back down? Why don't you just come back down? So we drove back down to Orange County and we stayed another night and it was just so nourishing. It actually felt really good to be back in California in a coastal area of California that is not LA, which, you know, is a bit chaotic and crazy. And it just felt really, really good. It felt really nice. And it was funny because my hair was so freaking frizzy. I was like, oh, my hair is used to the desert. It wasn't ready for this life. So there's that. And then there is the fact that we have been here in Las Vegas for 8 months now, and my time is coming to an end here. And like, there are so many possibilities, and I'm playing with three different things I could do, but none of them feel like a yes, make the decision, close that deal now kind of thing. It feels like give it more time to breathe. So we are in the midst of a lifestyle pivot and possibly a big adventure pivot. And I'm just playing in that space. So it's really interesting. And when there's things like this that come up for me, I really see my Venus sign, which is Aries, which is so about adventure and freedom. And I can really feel that present now. So if you don't know what your Venus sign is, check it out, look it up. You know, a lot of people talk about your big three, which is your rising, moon, and sun. But your Venus is how you're lit up, and your Venus, and I've realized my Venus is also connected to how I create and make money. I think of it as like getting the juices flowing in all senses of the word. That is for me, Aries. So check it out. Check out what your Venus is. You can look it up on most astrology places. Look at your birth chart. If you work with an astrologer, ask them what it is and find out. See if it resonates with you. See if you feel that connection. So I told you I have the well-meaning money habit that can limit you. So I want to share that with you. And then after, I have a clip. This clip is a 5-minute clip, and it's about money, but it's about your money relationship and how it correlates to pleasure, giving yourself big permission, and what else is the other part? Beauty, just really allowing life to be really good. There's a few things in there. This clip is from day 2 of a 5-day series that actually turned into a 6-day series because I did a bonus call, and it is called Money, Energetics, and Emotional Intelligence. Now, I did this series back in 2022. It has been kind of locked up in my vault of different courses and things like that. And it has been for sale for $111. People buy it here and there on YouTube. But what I've decided to do is make this an instant access bonus for all of you that are signing up for Money Miracles, this round of Money Miracles that's starting on May 6th this year, 2024. This round is going to be so expansive. It is going to be so life-giving, and I myself cannot wait to lead it and to walk with the women that are already signed up. The thing is about Money Miracles is there's just nothing else like it. There's nothing else like it. For me, this course was created while I was moving through my own money challenges. But as I started applying my deep spiritual practices and what I was learning becoming a spiritual practitioner and doing my different spirituality and healing, you know, adventures and trainings and things like that, I started to apply that work and methodology and perspective into my money wounds, my money pains, the things that I felt like were keeping me from having the money. And I was, you know, investing in the courses, I was reading the books, but I just couldn't break through, and it was so frustrating. And it was just like I knew I was meant to make big amounts of money. I knew that I wasn't designed to struggle financially, but at the same time I was. And it was pretty much all I'd ever known is this struggle or depending on a man or doing things that did not feel good to make money, which I write about in my memoir, which is a whole different topic. And what I want to tell you is that our money realities are up to us, but it does take us being willing to rewrite the programs, to shapeshift the paradigm, and to get our body attuned to a new frequency. And that frequency is to abundance, financial overflow, to it being more than enough, to money coming easier and easier, for you feeling like there's this trust between source and supply and you and your money, that you know that money's coming for me. I'm going to have what I need. Does it mean that that journey is going to be perfect, flawless? No, 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 no. It's not necessarily linear, but the thing is you just can't give up. You got to keep going. We're all rewriting different programs. I can't tell you the specifics of your program because I'm not you and I don't know your entire lineage, and neither do you necessarily. But when you are really willing to meet your divinity, and when you connect to the divine father within, the divine mother within, and you start to connect with these infinite energies within you and that infinite potential within you, and you learn the skill set to help your body override the density and the lack and the fear and the worry, and you keep applying it again and again and again, and then you start working with your mindset. You start learning how to use your voice in a way that activates wealth for you. This is what I teach in Money Miracles. And when you do this, things begin to change for you. Things begin to shape shift for you. And it's not a one and done. Like, we keep working at this. we keep working at it. So Money Miracles is an incredible opportunity, and there's just nothing else like it out there. There's a lot of great things out there. There's a lot of great teachers, but there's nothing like this. So if this level of embodiment work, spiritual work, to truly have a spiritual revolution when it comes to your money, to shift the way you see life, to shift the way you see yourself, to shape shift the way you experience your worth and what's available to you and the ways that it can come to you, I want to invite you to join us. So I've made it really easy that really anyone can join. I've created a really simple extended payment plan because I was that woman that needed that payment plan, and that was the way that I could have done this, and I've done it. And I'm the woman that also has been in payment plans where I'm like sweating it out. Like the time that I always tell people, I bought my first business digital course and I didn't even have a couch. I didn't know where the next payment was going to come from. It was $500 a month, but I was like, okay, I can make the first payment because, you know, I had the means to do that first payment. But it was so scary because pretty much everyone would say, girl, you have no business doing that. You're a single mom. You have no other income coming in. How the hell are you going to do that? But I just had this feeling that what good would it be to like save that $500 when I could invest it to grow my money, to grow myself, to advance myself? So I want to say this, that not only is there a payment plan, but there's a pay in full option for those of you that can pay in full. Let me tell you, you're going to want to. You're going to save about $400, but not only that, you're going to get an exclusive bonus course. I have a course that over the years, my people have loved so much. It's energetic, it's expansive, it's prosperous, and it's called Well-Paid Woman. This is ideal if you are an entrepreneur and you are selling anything, you need this. It is a beautiful thing. And when I say you need it, you don't really need it, but is it going to change your life? Yes, it will. It will change the way you see selling. It will change the way you show up. When you're listening, it's going to help you see things so that you're not so rigid, not so in your head, and that you play more and that you have this different relationship to allowing more money in a way that feels really good. And it's just so good. So you're going to get that and you're going to save $400. So Well-Paid Woman and save $400, pay in full if you can do it. The other thing is you can do PayPal Pay Later. If you need any help with that, that gets you the pay in full, but you actually are going to pay it off over 6 months with zero interest through PayPal. So that's also a great deal. The final thing I want to say, for those of you that have already done Money Miracles, for those of you that tell me you continue to revisit the course a couple times a year and that you're still getting new gems from it all the time, I have created Money Miracles Mastery. This is an option specifically for alumni. You already have the digital course to come into our 6 weeks of live coaching. That's right. This time there's going to be 6 live sessions. So essentially you're paying less than $400 to get into 6 weeks of live coaching in a group. And you know, it is going to be activating. We're not only doing coaching around money and worth and prosperity and charging and getting paid and expecting miracles and all these beautiful things, but we're also going to do embodiment practices to help you feel and grow rich, which is, if you don't know it, it's my slogan for Money Miracles is women, we feel and grow rich. So I want to invite you to be a part of that if you've already been a part of Money Miracles, and you will get a replay for all 6 sessions. You're going to have a brand new, essentially 6-part course, and you get access to the bonus that is instant, and you can do that. Now, I will say this. My private client today, one of them, we were on Voxer, and she said that she signed up for alumni. She got the instant access bonus. And the funny thing is, or interesting thing is, that she was a part of that program when it was live, but no one got the replays. So the replays went into the vault. They were mine. They were just like, oh, what are we going to do with them? Like I said, people would buy them here and there. But that was the first time that she had ever come into my world, was being live on those Zoom calls. So here we are, 2 years later, she did Money Miracles. It was life-changing. She ended up joining Miracle Worker Method, and then she ended up coming into one of my one-year programs, and now she's my private client. She signed up to go to Bali this upcoming January. Joining a program like Money Miracles, it gets you into the belief that all things are possible, but it also gets you into the embodiment of asking for more, expecting more, allowing more. And if you've done it, or if you've tried these kind of things before and you haven't felt that, I want to tell you, don't give up. It's inevitable if you don't give up. But there's intricacies to these things. It's deep soul shaping, genetic rewiring that happens with us. We're changing the structure of our brain. Like, this is deep work. Money work is deep work. So I want to tell you, keep going. You're going to want to know this. You get instant access bonus as soon as you sign up, no matter how you pay, alumni payment plan, pay in full. If you're paying full, you're going to get two bonuses. Dive right in. Today's clip is from session 2, by the way, of that instant access bonus, which is money energetics and emotional intelligence. But then on Monday, April 29th, there is pre-work that opens for everyone. And this pre-work is going to give you a set of guidelines, which are more like an invitation to try on these practices to really change your money paradigm. I want to start priming the way you're thinking. I want you to start priming the way you're seeing yourself. I want you to start priming the way that you're opening your body and energy up to having more abundance now, before you even get into module 1 on May 6th. So May 6th is when we begin module 1. And that Tuesday, May 7th, we have our first live Zoom coaching call. Every session is recorded. You are not required to be live on any of them. In fact, there's people that join my programs and they're not live on anything. But you have access in lifetime replay for everything. Lifetime access to the digital course, lifetime access to the replays, lifetime access to the bonuses. And here's something that's brand new that we're doing for this round of Money Miracles, which is really exciting. Because I just want you all to have everything you need to immerse yourself, to dive in, to really create the long-term and the short-term shifts to experience a more abundant reality now. And that is creating this post-event in week 7. There's going to be bonuses that you get access to. It's going to be money faith, and then it's going to be worthy of more. These are coaching audios, over 15 hours of coaching audios that I've done with women around wealth consciousness, money mindset, money energetics, money emotional intelligence, charging for their services, feeling guilty about debt, all things that you can think of. There are over 15 hours of audio coaching sessions. And I'm telling you, these things, these are the kind of things I personally love to listen to, because you can get so many gems, especially if you're a coach or facilitator yourself. I can't even tell you how this program is beyond what's being charged. It's just wild, but it's also where it's at. So get in, and I would love to see you there. Now, let's talk about that well-meaning money habit that limits you. As I said, it's well-meaning. So you may have done this to better yourself and to make your relationship with money right, or quote unquote good, or to just be more responsible. So it totally makes sense. So I don't want you to judge yourself. This is something that if we're not mindful, it can actually take us in the opposite direction of where we want to go. And that is paying too much attention to the money that you do have. So here's what I mean by that. And here's how it shows up. It can show up as hyper-focusing on the amount that you're saving. It can look like you being super focused and paying so much attention to the money that you're making. So really paying attention to the payments that are coming in and knowing, like, yeah, I have this payment on this day, I have that payment on that day, I have that payment on Friday, I have that payment on the 20th. If you're so focused there, you are not energetically making space for the money that you don't know is there. Another way that this shows up is being really obsessed, focused on paying down your debt. Like I said, this is well-meaning, and some people would say, well, no, that's what you want to do. But the reality is, I personally am working with women that want to start creating money that does not make sense. They want to really break through. They're making money in a way that is not just matter to matter. Not just, I do this, I make that amount, and then I'll have this amount, and then I invest it, and I make 10%, and then I have this. We're really creating money, working with our divinity, working with infinite intelligence. We're not only doing that, But when we want to, and if you are someone that says that I do want to experience a quantum leap, I am open and available to have something that I can't even begin to predict or understand happen to me and my money in a way that benefits me greatly, then you have to make room for that. So how do we make room for that? We got to start paying attention to the money we don't have, the money we don't have yet. And what I mean by that is this. I was working with a financial coach, and she was working with me around investing and saving, getting my taxes right. She was really working with me in a way that helps me do things that was not natural for me. Like, it's definitely not natural for me. And as I was working with her, I really loved her energy, and she was just really sweet, really clear, really helpful. But I started to notice in my body, I was like, this feels gloomy to me. This feels limiting to me because I'm paying way too much attention to the money that I do have, the money that I know is coming. I started doing the thing where I was paying too much attention to the spreadsheet. Over the years, I've always had spreadsheets that have my incoming payments. So I know like payment plans that people are on. I know the program that they're paying on. I know the date that it's due. Like, yes, I know those things. I know days that my bills are due. I get that, but I'm not super focused on it. I kind of set it and forget it. It's there, and this has actually hurt me sometimes. Well, when I say this, that I've had late fees for things. I've been the person that was not quite organized with my money. I've been like, oh my God, I forgot. I never set that up, or I never did the auto payment. So this is something that I've had to work on over the years, but I'm not mad at myself for it, because what it's allowed me to do is create money in ways that don't make sense, to literally get an idea out of the blue and be like, you know what? I'm going to create an offer. I'm going to put this on my Kajabi. I'm going to sell it. And today I'm going to make a few hundred dollars, or maybe a few thousand, or sometimes it's been as big as making $25,000 a pay in full within 24 hours, just because I had an idea and because I was open to it. This has not come and happened because I've been hyper fixated on this. And there's people in this industry, in the community of coaching, money mindset, manifestation, that I've heard say the same thing. And I'm like, oh, we're all kind of operating the same way, because you have to be able to focus on the money that you don't have. So, you know, like a lot of the women will say, well, I've asked my husband to handle that part, and I've hired this person to help me handle that. Because if we're too there, it can actually limit us. So I want to ask you this, and we'll go more into this on some of the live coaching calls on Money Miracles. So I'll bring it up. And if you have a question on this, or you need clarification on this, send me an email, because I would love to go live on Instagram. Actually, let's say this. If you have any questions around anything money mindset related, money energetics, something you have going on, something that you perceive as a money block or a money story that's not serving you, send me an email, nicole@nicolesylvester.com. Don't forget the H in my first name. I would love to have that, because I'm happy to go live on Instagram and drop some, you know, wisdom on this and unpack it and share for the things that feel really good and that are, of course, aligned with these topics. But what I want to say is this. When we're focusing on everything we have, and it's the focus, our focus is just creating more of that. So if you want to keep creating the same amounts of money, then yes, be super aware of that. You know, do all those things with the envelopes and the spreadsheets and all that. But for me, what I have found, and I've experienced this with my clients, and we've had conversations around this, that if you're there, you are almost expecting, well, that's my next payment. It's coming on this date. I get paid on every other Friday, and I know that $3,500 is coming on Friday, or that's the day that I get paid for my consulting job, and that's the amount. I get $6,000 that day. So I'm waiting. I'm expecting that I won't have more money until that day. That is where we've closed the floodgates. So the work that I do with women helps them get clear on what you have. Like, literally in Money Miracles, we talk about building your credit, and we talk about looking at debt differently and getting into this integrity with your money that feels good. We drop into all that in the course. But what I want you to know is that you can look at these things and then shift your focus into receiving more. Some of you are naturally focused into that, the money that you don't have and getting excited about it. And some of you are focused on the money that you have to the extent that you won't even do a thing that will advance you and open you up. You're afraid to spend. You're so focused on, well, I don't get this pay. I only get paid this amount on this day, so I can't. I don't have it. When you have a business that can create money at any time, then you just have to understand that that is a flawed way of thinking. And if you have a job, you still are not limited to only manifesting and creating money through your job. So it's keeping yourself open, but this is something that we have to prime ourselves to do. And I teach you how to do that with your body to get your nervous system on board with this. And I teach you how to do this through your mindset in the way that you speak to yourself in Money Miracles. So I can't wait to share that with you in the program. And like I said, you can join now. Get that instant access bonus. Dive right in. Let it start doing its thing on you. Let it start working on you. The final little disclaimer here. When I say focus on money you don't have, in a way that feels good, because you could focus on money you don't have and it could feel horrible and go the opposite direction for you. So let me break that down a little bit. If you're focusing on money you don't have, let's say that you have a goal to make $15,000 this month and you want to make that in your business and you've only made $4,000 this month and there's 10 days left. But you're so focused on the amount you didn't make that you're having anxiety, feeling like you're not enough, creating stories, getting in your head, spiraling down. That's not what I'm talking about. And we'll talk about how to reverse engineer that and spiral up in Money Miracles. Not only in the course do I teach that, but I will teach you and we can break that down even further in our 6 weeks of live coaching. And the pre-work is really going to help you to even prevent that. If you do the pre-work and you follow those practices and processes every single day, and give yourself that challenge, you're going to feel different. You're going to see life differently. But what I want to say is anything can happen fast. In the realm of all things are possible, like I said, you could have an idea, money could show up, a phone call could come, a piece of mail could show up to your door. If I could just tell you, it's not really my stories to tell, the specifics, but so many women that have been in the Money Miracles program that do this work, they have the kind of money that comes through and they're like, you're not going to believe this. This is so wild. And money comes through FedEx packages, like unexpected checks, sometimes from family members they never even expected it to come from. I'm talking about in the tens of thousands, and there has been 2 six-figure ones. But there's things that just show up that don't make any sense, and they show up right on time, and there's more than they need. We have to prime ourselves and get our nervous system on board and know that you're going to be okay. It's okay. You don't have to be worried about being disappointed. To get the body to understand that this is a game, that we get to play it, and that you get to enjoy it. And that's a process. So I know this clip that is about pleasure and permission speaks on that a little bit. So just so you know, if you enjoy this clip, it's session 2 out of the 6 in the instant access bonus. So I want you to look at what you're expecting when it comes to your money. And are you too concerned and too grounded and anchored into the money that you currently know about, the money that you can predict, and the money that you have that you cannot and you're not energetically open and available to the money that you don't have but wants to find you? You are seeking it and it is seeking you, but you got to be an available vessel. Energetically, you have to be open. And that is the work that I cannot wait to dive deeper into with you for 6 weeks this summer. Pre-work starting next Monday, April 29th, but our live sessions and the module starting on May 6th. So my friends, enjoy this clip. And if you know someone that needs this message, I want to invite you to share it with them. Share it with them. And really, after you listen to this clip, I think you're going to probably have a little moment of like, oh, didn't think of it that way. And you might want to share it then. All right, my friends, enjoy this. And I also want
you all to understand that it's safe for us as women to put our profits first and to put our desires for money first. We don't always have to be about giving all of our money away. We don't always have to be about serving, and then pleasure. I like to flip this a bit, that when a woman is tapped in, happy, radiant, pleased, feels delighted, she's actually a better channel. She's a greater channel for good. So we can flip that script a little bit and play in what feels true for us there. But I want to give you permission for that. Because what I learned in my spiritual community was like service. And then when I came to sell, I felt bad. And I would have limits. Like it would limit me, but I would think I could serve. And I was so tired. I felt depleted. My health was not great. And my bank account was sad. It was like negative a lot. But I had this belief of like service first. And then I realized that, wow, I can be in a great service and actually be quite profitable in it by showing up and creating from love, creating from the desire of helping other people and knowing that when I'm helped, when I'm supported, I can give back more. And just finding our way with that. I just want to give you permission for that, like right here, right now. So in this idea of having more money now, like I said, we have a paradigm. And the interesting thing about your physical reality is that you can look around at your physical reality and learn quite a lot about your beliefs. You can look at your home and ask, like, what do I believe about where I should live? What do I believe about what I should wear? What do I believe about, you know, like your panty drawer, I always say is like a great place to look at what you really feel, because your yoni is your power center. And some women have these raggedy panties and all these things because they're like, I don't want to spend the money on it. And this is like one of the first things I tell women when I'm doing like a really like general class is like, take a look in your panty drawer, take a look in your closet, look at the foods that are in your refrigerator, look at these things that are very close to you, the foods you're eating, what you're putting on your body, and ask, are you giving yourself exactly what you desire there? Or have you been telling yourself, I can't because I can't afford it yet? And I want you to know that you can do this with great love and grace, because guess what? You've been programmed this way. So one of the things I told my niece and my daughter the other day, we were getting our nails done and my niece was saying how my father, she lives with my father. My father tells her, getting your nails done are a waste of money. And I told both of them, I said, I want you to know this at a very young age, because if you get this, it will change your life. And I know my daughter gets it. Feeling beautiful is never a waste of money. And we've been programmed as women that things that make us feel good, a lot of them are frivolous and a waste of money. So we've been we've been leaning into our desires of like, I want to feel beautiful. I like how this lights me up, but also fighting against the programming of don't waste your money. Be responsible. Be better with your money. And we have these like money experts teaching us to eat beans and rice and skip lattes. This is not for us, ladies. This is not for us. We don't have to choose that or this. So the way I love to teach money and what I have learned in my own journey, thank God, because that beans and rice thing was never working for me. So it just wasn't. And I couldn't look at what I was making at the time and think, how do I keep limiting this? I wanted to stretch into the, how do I create more? If I'm really infinite, and if we live in this infinite universe and everything is possible for us, and you know, quantum leaps are real, and if I really believe this, then I need to live this. And I need to choose from this. And that means that we stretch sometimes. That means that we play sometimes. That means that we are allowing joy and pleasure in our lives. So one of the things I want to give you radical permission for today is to look at where in your reality you've given yourself no permission for the pleasure, for the upgrades, for the luxury, whatever luxury means to you. And also, if you're someone that says, well, I don't like luxury, make sure you say it from the truth and not from the, I've been programmed that luxury is bad or for greedy people, or it's a waste of money. Because that's another thing that women do.
And there you have it. So that's a 5-minute clip out of a 1-hour session. And there are a total of 6 sessions. So you can get access right here, right now. Dive in, start doing the work, start having the, you know, the spiraling up and expanding your energy out. Because all things are possible. Imagine what can really change if you commit to this work over the next 8 weeks. And then you have all of the bonus materials that are going to drop at the end of it. I mean, if you commit to this, doing this work every single day and really diving in, coming into these coaching calls, letting yourself receive, we don't even know the truth of what's possible. It's so big for you. But you have to be willing to play in those possibilities, because there's a destiny, there's a you, there's a potential that exists beyond your current programming, beyond the current level of permission you've given yourself, beyond the current beliefs that you have. And it's not just you, it's all of us. This is our work while we're here. And for those of us that are called to expand, to be trailblazers, to be breaking the patterns in our family, to create more wealth and to really be well, and to live a life full of abundance and generosity and service and just bigness, this is our duty, and it's a divine duty. So that information is below. Check it out. I cannot wait to get in. And once you sign up, send me an email. Say hello. I would love to hear from you. I cannot wait for these 6 weeks together. It's actually about to be my birthday too throughout this time. So it's just an energized time, and I can't wait. I will see you all then. Links are down in the show notes. I'm sending you so much love. Stay tuned, because I have more money magic coming in these next few episodes. Stay tuned.